Radio Chaser is brought to you by NRL Season 2019. Can we just focus on the footy instead of the off-the-field stuff? No? Okay then.
2019. You really should cut the booze, lose 50 kilos, and fulfill your lifelong dream of becoming a YouTube star by taking up extreme parkour. That's why you're here. This isn't a radio show. It's a spiritual journey to help you live your best life. It can't help you achieve any of your goals, but it will make you much, much, much better at sex. Welcome to Radio Chaser.
Oh, yes, indeed. Welcome to Radio Chaser on a Thursday. My name is Dom Knight. On the show today, Andrew Hansen checks Instagram every 2 seconds to make sure it isn't down again. How are you looking, Hansen?
Oh, I'm very panicked. I'm very panicked.
Zoe Norton Lodge explains franking credits using only lyrics from Nickelback's How You Remind Me.
What? Why am I doing that?
You totally are. And we enroll Charles Firth in an American university to find out how dumb those celebrities' kids really are.
I am also quite dumb.
Oh, man, I hope everybody's okay. Speaking of the global tragedy that we had this morning, Facebook and Instagram being down, briefly down. And I just hope everybody's okay. Look, it has actually been reported in the news that people were calling 000. panicking over there. This is true, absolutely true. People were calling. And the advice is do not.
Is that because they wanted to see firemen, because they were trying to browse firemen on Instagram?
Hot firemen.
Yes, there was a shortage of
the automatic.
Do you know what alarmed me about it, though, is that I didn't notice, and that makes me think that I've gotten quite old because I'm actually not checking Facebook and Instagram enough to notice that they'd gone down.
Oh, Zoe, your life must be so good. You are so lucky. What a lucky woman. What a lucky woman. Not so lucky for others, though. Have a listen to this BBC report on the tragedy.
Mass extinctions, crippling drought, a planet in the grip of unchecked terrorism. But today, the global emergency we all feared has finally come true.
Oh my God, it's over. It's really all over.
This morning at 8 a.m, the unthinkable happened as Facebook and Instagram were briefly down.
I can't share this photo of my brunch. This cannot be happening.
Left with nothing to boast about, billions resorted to the unfamiliar method of opening their mouths and speaking.
What is the point of me bench pressing 100 kilos when I can't tell anyone about it? I need comments on my pecs!
Scenes of mass panic erupted as sponsored gram posts became all but inaccessible.
I can't survive without knowing what deodorant Selena Gomez got paid $1 million to pretend she uses.
Worst affected were the influencers themselves, whose influence is now less influential.
None of my followers can watch me drink this keto smoothie in a bikini that barely conceals my fufu. I am worthless.
Meanwhile, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg refused to apologize.
Only because my apology post wouldn't go through.
The crisis did have one benefit, however, stripping Kylie Jenner of her billionaire status. Hooray! Although her fortune sadly returned when the sites went back up. This is Stephen Watson for BBC. Oh my God, I'm so relieved my Facebook's working again.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
Big tech news today with Facebook and Instagram going down. Instagram being owned by Facebook. So their whole, basically, system went down today. I thought I'd look at some other tech news just to find out what was going on in the world of tech.
Mm.
And look, Mark Zuckerberg last month went and spoke to Harvard University. And I can see why his whole system's going down. Because the thing he's thinking about is a Facebook system that reads your mind. Mm. So your brain connects directly to Facebook. Every thought you have goes straight into that app, and whoever you're thinking about, it immediately begins cyberstalking for you, I suspect.
Dom, I am pretty sure, given the ads on Instagram, that it's already doing that.
You think?
Yes, because last year I was having a conversation with somebody about a Seinfeld episode, and then literally the next day, the quote from that Seinfeld episode ended up, you know, on a T-shirt for sale in my Instagram feed. It was scary.
So that maybe he was listening in, but would you put, because at the moment you'd have to put electrodes on your head so Facebook could access your every thought.
No, but that happens as well on Instagram. You know, I think about, you know, wanting to see beautiful, sexy women, and then they turn up on my Instagram feed. It's amazing.
See, I can, the electrodes, they don't suit you though, Charles. Could you take them off? Actually, I'm finding that those electrodes quite distracting.
That's one story, but another story that I've seen, which is quite extraordinary, is that they're coming up with a kit that allows men to breastfeed. So it's like a little thing that you wear, kind of like a harness, and it has little plastic milk ducts. And it was on Mashable this morning. You could actually, men can just do all the breastfeeding for now. What does that sound like as an idea?
Well, I mean, like, slow down a second. how does the milk get produced? Does a woman still have to produce the milk, and then is a man then taking credit by literally taking that milk from her breast and putting it on himself and then feeding it to a baby? Because it is actually the word that's, if that's, Dada, are you calling that a man breastfeeding? Is that what you're calling a man breastfeeding?
No, it's a somewhat fake simulation. I can imagine it being quite sweet. Like if your mother had to go away.
Well, if it's a fake simulation, that's worse. So it's like you're not feeding a baby. You're faking feeding a baby. You're going to feed a baby tits that produce no milk.
So you could probably use formula. It's obviously fluid works with it. I'm just saying they're not real breasts. It's rubber fake breasts that have real formula teats, if you imagine that.
I love it.
Good or bad.
Look, anything you can do, Zoe, we can do better just by strapping on a pair of rubbery breasts.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by NRL Season 2019. Don't miss the sport with more scandal than Married at First Sight.
Guys, I wanted to chat about this story that's just really like, it's really tickled me that's been in the news. I haven't been this excited about a story since I found out that all those rich kids got done over in the Fyre Festival. And that's this college scam that's been going on. So I don't know if you guys have seen it, but basically a whole bunch of celebrities and CEOs and really, really rich people who you kind of secretly want something bad to happen to have all been busted sneaking their kids into college through this quite elaborate scam.
And William H. Macy's wife or something.
Felicity Huffman was arrested for it, and so was one of the actresses from Full House.
They got arrested.
Yeah, the FBI showed up armed to their house.
Just to be clear, she wasn't arrested for Full House. It was for the college thing.
Yeah, no, well, it could have been both. Look, I'm not too sure the crimes haven't been reported explicitly, but
so what do they do?
So basically, from what I understand, it's this big sort of like $25 million scam that's been going on, and this guy takes your kid and kind of like jazzes them up so they look like they would have gotten into college, which includes stuff like photoshopping images of them onto athletes' bodies so they could have feasibly gotten an athletic scholarship, and also organizing exam sitting arrangements so that basically they can do these exams and then people just change all their scores.
So what happens when they get to the university and the basketball coach discovers that the skinny, nerdy white guy can't dunk like he could in the photo?
I guess we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, like Felicity Huffman has been, getting a lot of flack from this. And, like, I don't know if you guys remember her, but she was in Desperate Housewives, right? She was one of the actors in Desperate Housewives. But I'm pretty sure it's all a bit of a misunderstanding, because I think that what's actually going on is it's just an ad campaign for a new season of Really Desperate Housewives.
Felicity Huffman thought she was a desperate housewife.
My white picket fence simply isn't pickety enough, and I forgot how to make a mimosa. Could things get any worse?
But that was nothing, because she was about to realize that her kid had the mental acuity of a bath plug.
Do-ba-da-dum, I stick my finger in the socket.
How will you ever get into college?
Really Desperate Times call for really desperate measures.
Me straighten hair with iron. Me straighten brain with iron.
Oh, we could try that, darling. Or I could throw a pile of money at an elaborate scam to pretend that you're smart.
Felicity Huffman stars in Really Desperate Housewives, because rich white kids deserve to look smart even when their frontal lobes are made of cottage cheese.
Or me snort encyclopedia into brain. Then smart.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
Time to find out about the fashions in the world of food.
Let's get physical.
Health nuts.
Physical.
Health nuts.
Health nuts, Dummy. I think you're talking about 2020 foods. Can't you tell them apart? This is the one about health.
Health nuts.
It's also about food. It's about healthy food. To be healthy in 2019, Dummy, your pizza base should be made of flowers.
Right. Flowers.
Cauliflowers.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza base.
Surely pizza base is true in any...
How could you? It's 2019, Dommy. Come on. Pizza bases are not made of pizza base. That's clearly wrong.
Even I knew that.
Yeah, no. It should be made of cauliflowers. This is the latest health trend. Yeah, sounds delicious, doesn't
it? It does sound delicious, but like as someone who's attempted to eat cauliflower for this very reason that it's supposed to be, it does look, I mean, it makes you fart quite a lot. It is a farty food, that cauliflower.
It's a real bloater. It's a real bloater, isn't it?
You look like you're quite fat.
Yeah, after one slice of pizza, you look like you've eaten one whole normal pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
The cauliflower pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, here's a cauliflower pizza, Chef. Take a listen.
All right, Chef Buck here, and today we're going to cook up cauliflower crust pizza.
That's just to prove to you that this is a real thing that I have not just made up. All right, according to one nutrition expert on Better Homes and Gardens, Charles, what will become as common as roasting beef in the oven? Poaching fish and chicken in miso, roasting Peruvian gooseberries in the oven, or roasting pork sausages from the Philippines?
I reckon it's the first one. It's the chicken in the miso.
Yeah, you are correct. They reckon the poaching fish in miso this year will be as common as roasting beef in the oven.
Would you call that a trendy food, Andrew?
It's going to be a trendy food. It's a healthy food. It's meant to be really, really healthy.
That sounds good, actually.
So I would say that that's also true because wouldn't there be like 1.3 billion people already doing that?
In Asia, it's very, very popular.
Yes.
That's right. And Peruvian gooseberries too. They're a health trend in 2019. Look out for them. Unfortunately, we're going to have to eat them all year, apparently. And apparently pork sausages from the Philippines are really healthy too.
Oh.
Like they're as healthy as lean meat or something.
What's so good about their pigs?
Well, yeah, I think they're kind of super pigs, Zoe. They're very fit pigs. They go to the gym a lot in the Filipino branch of Anytime Fitness.
Do they make you fart?
Well, they're not made of cauliflower. So
maybe
they've been
feeding the pigs cauliflower pizza bases.
I do hope not. And finally, apitherapy. This is something that Gwyneth Paltrow recommends on her nutty blog. Apitherapy. What is it, Zoe? A therapy to keep you appy? Or getting stung by bees?
Look, it's Gwyneth Paltrow, so I'm going to have to guess getting stung by bees.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct, yes. Apparently, if you've got a scar or if you're a bit inflamed, then a swarm of killer bees does wonders for that, although experts who are not Gwyneth Paltrow do warn that bee stings can give you blood clots, kidney failure and a stroke.
Well, look, I mean, I think if you're taking health advice from Gwyneth Paltrow, you deserve to be stung by bees.
Well, you probably do. These people took it. Have a listen to these Americans who are actually doing apitherapy.
You can stick me on my knee and I would have no problems.
Here we go, deep breath.
Sounds pretty healthy, doesn't it? And that was Health Nuts.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by NRL Season 2019, home of the Sydney Rooters, the Brisbane Broncos and the Melbourne Pawn. Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss.
Amazing story here from the New South Wales town of Nimbin. And if you're thinking what I'm thinking, yes, it's definitely that sort of thing. So, look, someone, I don't know the circumstances, but someone was attacked by someone carrying a bow and arrow.
Oh.
A couple of days ago. And what happened was this person pulled out his iPhone to take a photo or maybe video of the potential attacker. Is that a good thing to do when you're in a potential life and death situation with someone holding a weapon? Pull out your phone, cat's pajamas or cat's piss. You could live stream your own death.
It depends how vain your attacker is, because if they sort of suddenly see a phone and think, oh, I've got to pose and look good.
Yeah.
Then actually, it's a really sensible idea. Is that what happened?
If it's a selfie.
Yeah.
No, what happened was he fired the arrow.
What?
And it actually went through the iPhone.
Yeah.
Saving the man's life.
That is cat's pajamas then. I don't even know why you're asking.
Isn't that a great story?
Cat's pajamas.
Did it mean they didn't get the photo though?
He didn't get the photo and the phone was ruined, unfortunately. So is that so bad that you'd rather be dead anyway if your phone was broken?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it covered under Apple Care? Arrow gone through my iPhone?
It's a very good question.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by NRL Season 2019. Apologies in advance.